When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Sweet and spicy truth time, and the large one, Grover Collins, is here with us. Hello, large.
Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yeah, we're getting close to it. And, you know, we've been doing Ashley's budget here all week, trying to get her to live within her means. And we decided the other day that she can only spend $52 a week eating out.
What's that? What, how did they get to the number 52?
There was like a survey that said people spend an average of $2,500 a year.
And you just broke it down.
Broke it down to,
we think we did the math right. But
so
I'm like,
it's $208 a month.
Never trust a DJ on to average, do math.
Yeah, ever. Right.
She threw me on that. So I just wanted to know, as we're all kind of going through all these money things, is what is the one thing you think you spend the most money on in the during the week? It's like something frivolous, something you could definitely do without. Well, Ashley, we know yours is food, or is there something else?
I'll tell you, as much as I love my Bronco, that thing can eat some gas. So probably gas, and I'm driving all over the universe, I feel like, all the time. Yeah, so I would say gas.
I think it's funny that you have a problem with your food budget, and every other person on the planet would have said that thing can drink some gas because it's a liquid. And you said that thing can eat some gas.
I thought that's a saying.
No, it's drink gas. See, you are always thinking about
eating.
Food.
That's
eating.
Hilarious.
That's all you think about. So yeah. You think it's that?
It's guzzling gas.
Guzzling.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So I'm trying to be mindful, but you know.
I'm going to say mine are, I like to buy these Diet Dews, and I'm holding one right now.
Oh, dude, you have a problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Let's
these
address
are,
it.
These are the 20-ounce bottles. Now, you can't buy these as a six-pack. You have to get them out of the little, you know, freezers at Kroger or at a convenience store. I like these instead of the little slender. What are those, 12-ounce ones, Grover?
I don't know. I'd use the 12-ounce cans. The can. I can't speak about Diet Dew either. I'm addicted to it.
I drink. Man. So I,
yeah. These, between your Bronco and these two, we got a drinking problem
we do.
Going on.
When do we get,
when
to,
can we get to you,
yeah.
Stan?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm like, I don't go out and buy coffees. I don't like coffee. So I'm not spending $6 a day on a coffee.
You're
spending,
addicted to Starbucks. That'd be $5 a pop.
Yeah, this is $2 a day.
And why do you like the bottle better?
I don't know. I just like the way it tastes out of this. I don't know why, but I just do.
Yeah, I'm the fountain drink. I can stop at Speedway every morning and get my big gulp.
Oh, of Diet Mountain Dew.
Of course.
Creatures of habit.
We are. Yeah. But that's it. So I guess it's that for me.
Okay.
I could do
you
without
would, you'd
them.
You'd be able to save money if you cut that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to keep getting them.
Yeah, I was just saying. It's a straight-up addiction. I have to have Diet Mountain Dew every day.
Do you get shakes if you don't have it in the
I get headaches.
I do, too. Like on a Saturday, because I will come in here and drink it pretty fast. Like on a Saturday, I might not have only taken a couple of swigs by 10 or 11 o'clock, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, geez.
Wait. How many Diet Mountain Dews do you have a day when you're here during the
you
work
You don't
week?
Have to answer that.
Yes,
thank you, Grover.
Yes, you do.
Two.
You're a liar.
Here.
He is a liar.
Here.
And then so I use more.
But yeah. I don't drink them after like 4 or 5 o'clock because I want to go to bed early.
Yeah.
I made a mistake this year at one of Darren's basketball games because it started at like 7. Had some dinner before it. I had a hot dog and I was like, give me a Diet Mountain Dew. And I slammed down a can of it. I got home. I could not go to sleep before midnight because it just was
horrible. Yeah, I don't drink them after 3.
Yep.
But it's my coffee.
This sounds like a problem.
It's right, like, they're anyway. Like gremlins.
Oh, I totally admit it. I'm addicted to it.
There's a lot of rules with them. They're like gremlins. Statman, where are you at?
I'm like the Bronco. It's a drinking problem. But it's the fine bourbons and accessories. Like if we have martinis, I like the blue cheese stuffed olives. Ooh. They're not cheap, but they're
that
they
bougie?
Just make it so good.
Oh, I have those in my fridge at home just to eat. I love those.
Yeah. And then, you know, I can't just get bottom shelf bourbon. I got to get mid shelf something with a little woody flavor to it.
Mid shelf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not quite top shelf. I'm not that fancy now. Yeah. I'm not a connoisseur or collector. I get the bourbon and I drink the bourbon.
My brother-in-law is a collector. That's a problem.
Expensive. Yeah.
He had to buy another display case.
Wow.
Because he ran out of room.
Stat, what's the nicest bourbon you have at your house, you think?
Some Willett. I actually have like some Keeper ones that I've got from friends and family as gifts. And it
and
just
you won't
collects.
Bring them?
No, because I know I'll just waste it.
Yeah. I've got the Eric Church Jack Daniels. at home. I haven't opened that. My my nephew sent me that from Tennessee.
I think once I open it, it just evaporates out of the bottle. Yeah. I can't help myself.
Or maybe you start with the nice one, then you go to the cheaper one since you're not going to remember.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm not have mixing a game nice plan.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Very great advice.
Numb it. All right, large one, you're last. What do you got?
I guess for me, I mean, if I, other than Diet Mountain Dew, it's my speaker problem. I have a Bluetooth speaker issue. I have right now 9 different Bluetooth speakers. I just bought another one last week. The day it was released, I read about them. I just have a problem. Now, I'm a big boy. I sell some and pay for the new one. I just did that too. So I was up $160 on the new speaker I just bought. I sold one to Julie.
He's playing house money over there.
Let me just say that your speaker addiction has benefit us. I mean, I love that. What is it? Sound box.
Sound box, the boom thing.
We've gotten little headphones from you. So I fully support it.
Okay. I don't think a lot of people know this about Grover, but a few years ago, you were in an ad for a Bluetooth speaker because they had a contest.
How much do you love your sound box speaker? And I took, actually, my daughter took me a picture of me in bed with my speaker. And I even put a cigarette in the speaker grill. And I'm looking at it like we just had a wild time. And I won.
And you won. So that was in an ad. Did you ever see it?
I had a sonic clearance so they could use it. But this is a few years ago. But yeah, they used it.
And what did they give you for that?
I got 2 hoodies, a couple t-shirts, a bunch of stickers, you know, just a thank you.
And a whole lot of grief from Holly for you never look at me like that.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. Who was right last night?
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night? Courtroom this morning on B105. We welcome in Whitney. Hi, Whitney.
Hey, guys.
All right. So you got a brand new boyfriend here, Alex, and you found out something very alarming about Alex. At least it's alarming to you, that happened the other night over dinner. And what was it?
But we went out to dinner and he got this like shrimp appetizer. He ordered it. We shared it. And he ate like the whole entire shrimp with the tail.
What?
Yeah.
He was just throwing them back?
Yeah. Well, at first I thought, oh, that's weird. He didn't mean to do that. He's going to spit it out. And then he didn't spit it out. And I thought, okay, maybe he's just embarrassed. But then he kept doing it. And I said something. I was like, hey, you're not supposed to eat that part. And he thought I was the crazy one and was like arguing with me that I was wrong and that you're supposed to eat the whole thing because they would take it off if you weren't supposed to. And it was just super weird.
You were shocked and appalled that Alex was eating the entire shrimp and not pulling the tail off.
Yeah. And a little disgusted. Like, how did he get this far in life? And not knowing, like, the right way to eat shrimp, right?
Well, let me introduce you to Big Dave. Big Dave, are you guilty of this?
In college, at the Hampton Inn, there was a bar that we used to go to every Friday because they had a buffet also with happy hour, and it was all you could eat shrimp. And I was sitting there, and much like Alex, I was eating shrimp, and I was eating the whole thing. And a friend said, just like you, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just eating this shrimp. He goes, you're supposed to take the tail off. Up until that point in my life, I had never taken the tail off.
Because nobody told you.
Nobody told me otherwise.
So this guy, she's telling him, like, what are you doing? He's like, this is just how I eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I even had a friend that we were out to dinner, and she reached over on my plate, took my shrimp tails off my plate, and ate them.
What? Like a cat?
She said, you eat them.
Can't you cut your mouth or something on it?
Well, I mean, they are cooked, you know.
Kind
either that
of,
or they'd be gray if they weren't. So Whitney, where did this go from there?
Well, I mean, he wasn't even open to the fact that he could be wrong, and I guess I'm not either, but he was thinking I was weird. He's like, no, why would they leave the tail on if you're not supposed to eat it? And he was thinking that I was the one that was being weird. And that I was eating it wrong.
I have wondered, like, in a cooked dish, like, why the shrimp tails are left on sometimes. I kind of get it for cocktail shrimp. You pick it up by the tail, you dip it in the sauce, the cocktail sauce, and you eat it without the tail. Like, it's for your hands.
Yeah, it's like a little handle.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So does he eat the chicken bones, too? Does he just eat a whole wing?
No, he hasn't done that because we have gone out for wings. This is the first, like, weird food thing that I've seen, but it's super weird.
You know, when I was dating, I would not order shrimp because I have fat fingers and I fumble them. And I once ordered shrimp and it still had the legs on it with the back shell.
Oh.
And I fought all with the thing and I just felt like a klutz and the date didn't go well. So I just cut it out of my diet.
All together?
My dating diet. Yeah.
My dating diet. I like that stat.
Dating diet.
Like spaghetti. You don't get spaghetti on a date. You're
slurping.
Just going to look like a silly fool. Oh
my gosh.
Okay. All right. Well, stat man, where you at?
Blame it all on his roots. He wasn't raised right. I wouldn't judge him for not knowing. And maybe he was just trying to play it cool or something there. Maybe, I mean, everything else went good on the date, right? Conversation. He's got good morals.
Yeah, like, he's a great guy. It's been going great so far. This is just, like, shocking.
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker, per se, but it was just weird. Stat, are you dating somebody eating shrimp tails?
Yeah, no. I say, go ahead. You can look past this one. Just don't go to a seafood bar or anything for a while. So I'm Team Whitney.
Yeah, I'm not eating shrimp tails, and I love that you called him out while on the date instead of, you know, maybe you just ghosted him later, talking to all your friends or us about it. Dude, you can't eat shrimp tails. Come on. I'm on your team, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's not a bad guy.
I'm going to throw you a curveball because I may be going back to the shrimp tail side here.
Oh, no.
According to tasteofhome.com,
here we go.
This is a huge debate on there, and they say, yes, shrimp tails are edible. There's nothing dangerous, poisonous, or unhealthy about ingesting them. Choosing whether or not to eat the tails comes down to personal preference. In some Asian cultures, the practice is quite common and even considered a delicacy.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
So I am going to get all kinds of delicate with a big plate of shrimp this weekend.
Oh, man. Dude, snails are a delicacy. You go ahead and eat those shells with your snail in the escargot.
It's almost kind of interesting that, okay, maybe he's not completely wrong. Like, that website that you just read, it's interesting. Like, okay, it's not 100% like I'm right.
All right. Now, Whitney, listen, we're going to let you off the phone here because I think if you stay on any longer, you're going to start eating shrimp tails too. All right.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm like questioning my whole reality now.
Well, let's see what our B105 jury thinks at 749B105 and also through the app.
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Whitney, who has got a brand new boyfriend. They went out to eat the other night and were having a shrimp appetizer they were splitting, and she was shocked when she noticed he was eating the tails of the shrimp. And
that's just weird.
Freaking out.
Yeah. I used to do it until someone said, hey, you shouldn't do it. So I stopped. But now I'm starting to think maybe I shouldn't have ever because, oh, my gosh, the jury is going crazy on this one this morning. And Rita from Bethel, you are on team eat the tails. And why?
Well, because I personally, on a bigger shrimp, I won't eat them. They're too crunchy. But if you buy the White Castle nibblers, the tails are on them.
They are?
And when you dip them, yes. And when you dip them, you can't even tell it because they're all like kind of curled up a little bit. But what? I also heard they're high in protein for you.
Oh my gosh. I just feel so, that just sounds so gross.
Yeah.
Are the nibblers fried?
Yeah, they're breaded.
Yeah, they're deep fried. They're really good. I'm not saying every one of them has a tail on it, but the ones that do, heck, I had them. Yep. Was it yesterday or the day before? And I ate them.
All right. Yeah. Go for it, Rita.
I'm not one to waste food.
I guess not.
We're all in the tail section here. I love it. Thank you, Rita. Bill from Cincinnati is also on Team Tails.
Oh, yeah. Team Tail all the way.
Shrimp tails. Woo!
Why is that?
I grew up in Florida when I was a kid, and I ate the tails all the time.
Oh, is that what they do in Florida?
Most people do.
That's where my friend that ate the shrimp tails off my plate, she said she picked it up in Florida.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man. See, Martha messaged in and says, no, eating shrimp tails is like finding the eggshell in your scrambled eggs.
Oh.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Iz from Mount Orem is also on Team Eat the Tail. Why is that?
I just spent a month in Thailand with my son, and over there, they eat the head and tail.
Yeah, they also eat scorpions and tarantulas and all sorts of other creepy things.
But the head and the tails, too. Oh, now, what is their logic behind that?
They don't waste anything.
You know what people do when they eat crayfish, crawdaddies, whatever you want to call them? They suck the head. You know,
yeah, well, that's where the juices are in there. Okay. I'll do that.
But what's the difference? Flavoring. You're going to suck the brains out of one thing but not eat the tail of another?
Yeah, these are solid points.
Flip a coin. I'll call heads. You call tails.
There we go. Did you eat anything else weird when you were over in Thailand?
I didn't try any of the bugs, but I did try a lot of foreign foods. It was pretty good.
Wait, time out. Did you say I didn't try any of the bugs?
Yeah, they say they have crickets on a stick stuff.
They got cockroaches, beetles, scorpions, snakes. You name it, they got it.
What?
Yeah. We used to be a third world country.
To tell you the truth, Thailand's way far more advanced than the United States is. It was kind of shocking.
Really?
Yeah, they stepped it up.
Well, in what way? Instead of just getting rid of your pests and critters in your house, they're just deep frying them?
No, it's just like technology-wise, transportation-wise, they're just so far ahead of the United States, it makes us look like a third world country.
Wow.
Honestly.
Well, wow. I thought you were meaning, you know, I've got a little problem with black ants in my kitchen right now, and you're saying I should
they got them over there for you.
Just pop them in my mouth and not...
Dig in.
There we go. Thanks for the call, Iz.
You guys have a good one.
So my friends Steve and Lisa, they're listening right now, and Steve just texted Lisa and said, hey, are you listening to Dave and B105 right now? They're talking about the thing that you always get mad at me for doing, eating the shrimp tails.
Oh, no, we're creating more drama.
I love it. It's a 7:52.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Ashley wants to go to back then right now when she had more money. And you're finding that you need to set a budget and live within your means. So we're trying to help you here on the show.
Which I appreciate the help, but I'm also a little scared because you had found some survey, which we don't even know where you got that from, the internet, that threw out a number of like, oh yeah, the average person spends $2,500 a year on going out to eat. And I'm like, I'll spend that in 3 months, probably 4 or 5. But then we broke it down, did the math, and it's like $52 a week. And when we were talking about it yesterday, I was just imagining like the weekend for some reason. I'm like, oh, I can do $52 a weekend.
And then Monday through Friday.
Then I'm like, wait a minute, this is the whole week?
This is it. Well, I mean, you want to live within your means. And we said, so we've got to start somewhere. So let's get a budget for your dining out. And it seems like if you want to do that, $52 a week. That's what it said.
It was either I needed to, you know, spend less money or make more. And let's be honest, I don't want to go get a second job.
No, no side hustle.
I don't feel like I should have to do that. I mean,
well, you talked about doing the feet pics thing.
Yes, I did explore that a little.
Yeah.
I don't know how much those would sell for. You know.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I have it right here in front of me.
What's that?
It's $24.99 a month. $52.48. This is per person. So you just gotta get one person, and you can
subscribe.
That's a dinner out. Yeah. Yeah.
I got to get 2 people to...
How did you get that information? Did you just renew your subscription?
Yeah, well, I might have a hidden identity. Hey. Well, no, like there's this Karrueche Train used to date Chris Brown. She's all over the headlines right now talking about her OnlyFans site where she says foot fetish is the number one fetish in the world.
There's
nothing sexual going to be on her page. It's literally just feet. If people are willing to pay, what's the problem?
All right.
Huh. So anyway, I have
still kind of weird.
I have
though.
Not pulled the trigger on that, so therefore I need to spend less.
So $52 a week to eat out.
Does that count for drinks too? Because if you get like a fun, like a nice, it can be like a $10 drink some places or 12 or 14.
All right, we'll just limit it to food. We'll set another budget coming up for you, you know, for frivolous, you know, drinking and activities like that.
Unless you're drinking during dinner. Because that's how my wife and I saved a lot of money, was just not ordering drinks while we're out to eat.
Sounds like I'll just be drinking for dinner.
Be parched.
The liquid diet.
All right.
So $52 a week. Okay.
So if you break this, and we're going to start this on Monday.
Oh,
we've got
I
a couple.
The weekend?
Yeah, we gave you the weekend.
St. Patty's Day. You said your mom's birthday is this weekend.
It's today, but we're celebrating tomorrow.
Well, we sure
happy birthday, Denise. I love you very much.
Yeah, so we'll take for that.
Give you a mulligan in the tradition of the Irish and start on Monday. But we need to know if there's any kind of penalties that you should incur if you do break it. And Brittany from Alexandria, do you have a suggestion here?
Okay, so whatever it came out to be per week, $50-something.
52.
If she goes over for the month, then the first week of the following month, she has to put $52 in a savings jar for herself for a big whatever something she wants to buy.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Wings.
That way, you're saving, but you're losing a full week of eating out. Like, you cannot eat out that first week of the following month.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
That's solid.
So it's a punishment, but it's a savings at the same time.
Oh, you are such a mom.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Catherine messaged in with a very similar thing. If she doesn't do it, whatever she goes over that next week, she has to deduct from.
Whoa. Ooh, right. Okay.
Hard.
All right.
That would work too. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Brittany.
You're welcome.
All right. You got any suggestions on what the penalty should be for an overdrawn eating out budget? Let us know right now.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
One big glaring spot she's spending too much money on is eating out.
Going out to eat. It's a social thing for me. I do it with my girlfriends. You know, they're like, oh, let's go to brunch. Let's go to happy hour. Let's go to the, you know.
Yeah. But it adds up.
It does.
Yeah. So we said, okay, with this average of this study that came out, $52 a week seems like what most people spend on eating out, and you don't think you can do it?
It just seems really like a low number to me, especially with food costs going up, throw alcohol in it.
Okay, so starting Monday, that's where you're going to be, $52,
yep.
Monday through Sunday of next week, and then every month or week thereafter.
I'm going to try
my best. You're going to try your best, but there needs to be a penalty if you don't do that, if you go over $52. And Steve from Delhi, have you got some ideas here?
Well, as I've mentioned to Ashley in the past, she could save money by taking up this offer of a free dinner, you know, no quid pro quo attached. And if she's not comfortable going out alone, she should take Big Dave and Stat along with them.
Oh, we're not picking up her tab. Don't put that on me now.
Oh, no. You're just coming out for a nice dinner.
Steve, let me get this straight. So are you inviting Ashley out to dinner right now and you want to pay and therefore help her?
Exactly. Yes. I've been trying for a month now.
It's so nice of you, Steve. I do appreciate it. I do. And he's very nice saying, you know, if I don't want to go by myself, I can bring you guys.
Okay. No strings attached.
No strings attached. Just a nice dinner and, you know, that's one way to save money.
But Steve, would it be no strings attached except for the one she ties to the trunk latch when you put her inside the trunk?
Oh.
No, I'm kidding you.
Oh,
you
my god!
Keep it from latching. I'm joking, buddy. I'm joking. So this is a very nice offer from you.
Well, thank you.
It is. But I got to learn how to, you know, manage my money better and kind of do this on my own for now. If I'm failing, maybe I'll have a couple, you know, date nights a week to get it figured out. But, you know, for the beginning, I'm going to try to do this on my own. But thank you.
Can you be my sugar daddy?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go out to dinner with you without these other two. You pay for my meals.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't thought about that, but, you know, I'll let you know that, you know.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate it.
I'll send you feet pics. See you, bud.
Kevin, do you have an idea on what the penalty should be for Ashley going over $52 a week eating out?
I think if she goes over, she should have to pay to you guys, and you guys decide what to do with it.
Well, she already is trying to save money, though. It shouldn't be a monetary penalty.
What the heck, Kevin?
She has to do something.
Yeah, I think she should have to work off whatever she went over, except for she doesn't get paid for it.
Yeah, she could pay it and work then.
You guys know I hardly want to work 5 days here.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Kevin, you know when they put out that statement from time to time telling us what the national debt is? You know, and it's a number so big that we're like, I can't even comprehend that amount. All right. That is the same way I feel when I think about how much money Ashley's mooched off me.
I have been a blessing to his life as well.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right.
Blessing and a burden.
So I can see why you don't want her to spend more.
Ashley, I got to remind you, you know he owes you a steak dinner still from that NKU game.
Oh, yeah, the game.
Oh, because he beat you in
yours. Yeah.
That's so, one free meal right there, and that's a good one.
All right, I'll make good on that. Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. Yeah. Thank you, Statman.
No strings attached.
Don't put me in your trunk.
Thank you. Appreciate it, brother.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, Denise Rourke just messaged in and said, how about no Crock-Pot Tuesday for Ashley if she goes over?
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Well, but Crock-Pot Tuesday ends at the end of March, so that would be
a few more weeks.
But
that's harsh. I'll take away my Crock-Pot Tuesday.
Stay on budget then.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Trying to think of a punishment for Ashley if she goes over her allocated budget of $52 a week. Eating out.
I do like that this starts next week, so I can get through my mom's birthday and St. Patty's Day.
All right, yeah.
Get the ground running Monday.
You got a St. Patty's Day mulligan. It doesn't start until Monday, so there we go. Luck of the Irish be with you. Mike in Lynchburg, do you have an idea for a punishment if she goes over $52 a week on eating out?
I don't know about a punishment. I was just going to tell Stat, man, isn't he the snappy tomato guy?
Yeah.
I mean, he could just hook her up with bunch of coupons or something like that to Snappy Tomato Pizza.
Yeah, but Snappy Bucks doesn't put gas in the tank of her Bronco. Ashley. Here's $5 in Snappy Bucks.
But listen, hey, you know what, Mike? I mean, Stat does Snappy. Ashley does Papa John's. So.
I do.
Dude, listen. I do Skyline. Between that.
Wait a minute, but then I'm going to have to. Come on, y'all. I can't just live off pizza and conies.
Okay, but I also have graters.
Oh, wonderful. Pizza and Cody. Okay, actually, this doesn't sound too bad.
That's how I made it through school.
Great idea.
I saved $50, but I'm 9 pounds heavier. Hey, thanks for the call, Mike.
Yeah.
Sandy and Colerain, what is your suggestion?
A lot of times when you go out and you have a credit card or a debit card, you never think about what you're spending. So first off, you should probably just use cash and leave your card at home. That way you're not tempted to spend more.
Oh.
I see what you're saying because you don't really feel it, but I do love using my credit card because it racks up like rewards points and miles that I later use for flights and such. So I feel like I'm saving in that capacity.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, Sandy, in the times I've been out with Ashley and she's seen me get out my wallet and pay with cash for something, the side-eye stink shame I get.
Who pays with cash?
Damn. At least it's not a check.
You know, I'm going to write a check. But I think that's a great idea.
It's not a bad idea.
You're literally holding the money that you're about to spend.
That's right. And that way you feel it going out of your wallet.
I love it. Thanks, Sandy.
You're welcome.
Keith from Springboro, what do you got for us?
Well, I think if she goes over her budget, whatever the dollar amount is, she should donate her time to a food pantry. And then if she stays under budget, whatever she has left over, she gets to carry it over the following week.
Yeah, I think the carryover thing is that that's a sure thing.
A big thing. Yeah. And I wouldn't mind, you know, volunteering at a food pantry.
I would feel so tempted to eat the food there. I know it's for the homeless.
From them?
I know, but it would look so good. I'm just saying myself, I don't know if I got the self-control.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why I do canned food drives. I can't get into the food.
I'm just laughing at the whole idea that she'll have something left over. Oh. You know, to carry
that's what
over.
You're laughing
you
know? At?
I mean, you'll have money left over.
I'll tell you what, we'll sink that carryover. Are you ready?
What?
Carry out. is food. Hey, thank you for the call, Keith.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
And Alan wrote in on the B105 app, how about if she doesn't do it, she has to wash Big Dave and Stat's vehicles in a swimsuit? I mean, Jesse had to wash Big Dave's truck in a Speedo. What?
Yeah, that's my screensaver.
Hey, I'll film it and put it on OnlyFans, and then we'll make money off of it.
Yeah. I'll charge people.
Yeah.
What is teamwork here?
Hey, there you go, making the dream work over there.
I don't know about that.
And I don't think I want you anywhere near my wheel wells.
Are you kidding me? You don't trust me?
No, I just don't think you'd do a good job.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Well, we're not going to find out because I'm sticking to my budget and I'm not washing your truck.
I got the F1 Shifty. It's been sitting for 2 years in a barn. You want to wash that guy for
me? No.
And you think that would actually make it look worse than it already did? You know, come on. Coming through the B105 app here.
Yeah, it's actually, I just got a friend request and a message from some guy named Tyler. We can go on a date every other week and split the bill to save you half of your money. If we're going on a date, I'm sorry. You're picking up the whole bill.
Come on, Tyler. You're going to foot that whole bill and then some, brother.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
All right, so our house is surrounded right now by boys, and I need to protect my daughter. It's Dart Wars 2024. Carter and I are armed, and we're ready to take a dart for my daughter. Open the door.
Go, 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 go.
Yeah,
that's so fun.
And that was what, Wednesday night over at the Stat Estate in Villa Hills. Dart Wars continues for your daughter Stacy and her friends there, her team from Dixie Heights High School. So do we have an update, Stat, on any of the new any you know, people taken out of the team, anybody out? What's up?
All the parents in the school district got a message yesterday. We got an email alert basically just saying remind parents to talk to their kids to stay safe. At one point, I busted my daughter driving without headlights on. I was like, yo,
I'm trying to be like strategic.
Yeah, and sneaky. Sneaking out of the house. And I'm like, are you trying to get away from me or get away from them boys? Anyway, so yesterday they lost another couple players.
Oh, no.
My daughter's
How many's on the team?
Five. They're down to just two, her and another gal. And those two are they're the warriors. I mean, they're Rambo and Predator. Yeah. I mean,
they're just playing one other team right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like
two versus how many still?
It's like five versus five. And the other team, that only one person is out that my daughter took out.
Oh, so now it's four on two.
And if the boys just stay on lockdown and don't go out, they'll end up winning. That's how it.
Oh.
And so is this round decided?
Saturday. So, and they don't have school today.
Mm-hmm.
And my school today?
No, it's teacher and service day.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know. The boys might just lock down and play it safe and win. I mean, they got to make a mistake to lose.
Where's the fun in that?
Exactly. Get out there.
That's why I ran out there, in battle. But my daughter's doing the same thing. She hunkered down when all the boys are circling the house. And yeah, her friends, they're not so lucky. Yeah.
All right. So this Dart Wars, and it's for a jackpot of how much? Now, this is
$850.
But this is if they win this round. If they win this round, they got to go on to the next round?
On to the next. Yeah.
And the teammates come back in? The full team?
Yeah. If they were to win this round.
Okay.
But her team of chasing darts and hearts is not looking so good.
Oh, man. Well, it's been a good run, and at least your daughter's still in.
Yeah.
It's been fun to follow.
And the best thing about this is they're making great high school memories. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
Friends with these boys, she never met them before, and now they're all kind of cool. I think they're going to end up having a pizza party at my house.
Listen, I have a feeling that you're going to see those boys after this is over still lurking outside your house. I just want you know.
Just part of having a teenage daughter.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today are coming from an anonymous stay-at-home mom in Illinois. And you're going to find out why she wishes to remain anonymous here in just a second. She is quoted as saying, I have the best job in the world. Stay-at-home mom. I feel very lucky and blessed for where I'm at in my life. But the word lucky took on a whole new meaning in her life here recently. You see, it all started when she woke up to soothe her crying baby one night. She got him tucked back into the bed, but then had trouble falling back asleep herself. So to pass the time, she opened the lottery app on her phone. And she plays the Lucky Day Lotto every week and uses her kids' birthdays as her numbers.
You gamble right on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know you could do that with the lottery.
Don't be looking into it, Stat. Don't download the app.
Oh, man. Yeah,
well, she wasn't placing a bet then. She was just checking the numbers. She hadn't done it in a while. So she checks her numbers, 6, 8, 16, 17, and 2. She matched all the numbers on the night of March 6th.
What?
This is when the baby woke her up and she couldn't go back to sleep. Oh, yeah, I haven't checked the lottery
yet. Now she's definitely not going back to sleep.
Yeah. $1.4 million is what this lucky mom, as they're calling her now in Illinois, got. $1.4 million.
Now she's the one screaming in the house.
Then she woke up the kid. She said it was absolutely wackadoodle, is what she said in a press release released by the Illinois Lottery on Wednesday. $1.4 million later, and instead of celebrating with her husband, she goes, hey, I won with the kids' birthdays using them as numbers. Do you know them?
Oh, testing him? Whoa.
But to his credit, he did.
Thank God.
And now he gets his share of the $1.4 million. But a sleeping baby and a lucky mom in Illinois, thank you for the good vibes this morning.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show, Dad Joke of the Day on B105.
And this morning we got Vicky from Sharonville, the mother of two, the grandmother of four. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
So you got a good St. Paddy's Day joke to get us into the weekend with.
I do.
Let's have it.
What do you call a bulletproof Irishman?
I don't know. What do you call a bulletproof Irishman?
Ricochet.
That's a great one. I love that one. Come on. Vicky, that's phenomenal. You have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day weekend, okay?
Thanks. Hey, can I give a shout out to my grandson, Brayden, who turns 10 on Sunday?
You just did it.
Thank you so much.
All right, since it's St. Patty's Day, let's get another one here. Abby from Reading, Ohio, you've got a St. Patrick's Dad joke. Let's have it.
What do you call a frog when it leaps into a pot of gold?
I don't know. What do you call a frog when it leaps into a pot of gold?
A leprechaun.
Stop it. All right. Thank you, Abby. Gianna from Campbell County, you have a dad joke for us with the Irish theme. What do you got?
I have, what do you call an Irish spider?
I don't know. What do you call an Irish spider?
Paddy Long Legs.
That's a good one. Very nice. Thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day, girl.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You got another one that somebody sent in?
Yeah, Trinity from Anderson. Who did Cinderella date on St. Patty's Day?
I'm not sure who.
Pinch Charming.
Oh, because you get pinched. Oh, if you don't wear the green. Oh, thank you, everybody, for those beautiful St. Patty's Day jokes. Have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Podcast.
Patty Schofield, we also used to know you by your maiden name, which was what, Patty?
Evers.
You were Intimans girl. Yeah, it was Patty Intimans as far as we were concerned, because you used to work at the Intimans bakery store and used to bring us down here all these items that were about to expire, and we would just scarf them down.
Exactly.
I can't recall how many donuts you brought us over the years. Oh, it was amazing.
I can't even tell you. It was constantly bread, bagels, all the good stuff.
So I'd be at work eating donuts, and then my mom would be watching my kids. I'd come home, and she'd be like, hey, Patty gave you some donuts, and there'd be more.
Yes, there would.
Yeah. And you finally had to leave Intimans because, you know, we were like, please, Patty, enough. We're overweight down here.
No, they closed our store.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, she was the heart of that
place. After 13 years, I was there.
Man. Oh. Well, not only did you, you know, hook everybody here up, sounds like B105's hooked you up over the years. You got to meet Big and Rich?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
What was that like?
Oh, it was awesome. They were awesome. Cowboy Troy was pretty cool, too.
He's a big guy.
Nice.
He's a tall fella.
Did you play chicken with the train?
No, I did not. I behaved myself.
That was his song.
Well, obviously, you've been a big B105 listener for so many years. But, I mean, so you say you're 53 now, and your grandfather is still alive. And how old is he?
Yep. He is 92.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, how many 53-year-olds can say they still have a grandfather? Most of my classmates are talking about their parents passing away, so.
Jeez.
Yeah, I feel you there. So what's the secret to the longevity of his life?
Oh, he's an ornery old fella.
Big Dave, you're going to live till you're 90.
Yeah, that's there hilarious. We go. That's right.
He's also an Air Force veteran from the Korean War. So,
oh, amazing. God bless him. That's yeah. awesome.
Yep.
Patty, you know, over the years, you gave us so much. Now it's time for us to give back to you. You get the B105 jersey. Welcome to the cool. Country Club. And we're going to play whatever song you want to hear next.
Oh, that would be Fancy by Reba.
Oh, let's do it.
Of course. All right. Well, Patty Ever Schofield, welcome to the B105 Country Club.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.